We are continuing today in Perek Tazayin, chapter 16, Mesilas Yesharim, in the explanation of the Midah of Tara. So the Ramchal says as follows: V'ulam kvar nisbaru divrei chacham zichron lebracha sheish minim shonim shel shalosh mas. Remember again, in yesterday's shiur we spoke about the idea that Tara is not just the din, is not just the concept in one's actions, but rather one has to reach a level of what we'll call purity of intent as well. So here the Ramchal says that now the paradigmatic example of a lack of purity of intent ultimately is the concept of shelo lishma, doing a mitzvah not for the right purpose. The Ramchal says over here, there are two levels of shelo lishma. Harami kulam hu she'eno obe l'shem avod klal el ramos b'nei adam la'abiyach kavod ha'mamon v'zeu she'amru bo noach lo she'nepcha she'yosu ha'panav v'amra lev ha'navi v'anehi katam ikulanu ke'beget idim kol tzidkoseinu. So the first level of lo lishma, the first level of ultimately performing a mitzvah not for the right purposes, Ramchal explains, is where a person does a mitzvah for the sake of receiving kavod, for the sake of receiving honor, or to go ahead and deceive people and somehow utilize his piety for some type of financial gain. He quotes over the Yerushalmi that says, for such a person, it would have been better if his, literally again, the placenta had turned over in the uterus. So better that he had never been born into the world. A very strong statement, but really representing a person who utilizes spirituality as a springboard for his own kavod, for his own honor, for his own financial advancement. That's the first level, the most severe level of shelo lishma. The yesh min achas shelo lishma, shu avod amanas lekabal pras, v'alav amru li'olam yasuk adam atar mitzvos afil shelo lishma, shemitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. So the second level of shelo lishma, not for the right intention, is where a person performs mitzvot for the sake of receiving reward. Now in this situation, again, his intention is to receive reward from Hashem, but his motivation, once again, is not for the sake of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather his motivation, ultimately, again, is for the sake of receiving reward. Now, the reason why this is a little bit less is because the Gemara Maseches Pesachim says that's okay, because even if you start out for the sake of receiving reward, ultimately you'll come to do it for more altruistic purposes down the road. So the idea is, even though if I'm serving Hashem for the sake of receiving reward, Chazal are confident that one day I will come to the right mindset, but the act of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of receiving reward is in and of itself shelo lishma, not for the right intentions, and therefore again, such a service of Hashem lacks tara, lacks purity. So this is interesting. The Ramchal says, but here's the real challenge is what he'll call the hybrid case. What's the hybrid case? Tainu. So the hybrid issue is like this. A person starts out with the right intentions. But my intention is to serve Hashem. But what happens? As I'm serving Hashem, I incorporate within that some other ulterior motives as well. Covet, honor, I want praise from other people, or some type of material reward. So this is the hybrid. So here, my intentions start out correctly, but they became a little bit corrupted because of a personalistic agenda that's motivating my actions. He says, "Ulefamim, afilu lo yim is kavin mamish lishabchu b'smoach libo al hashavach yarbe ledaktek yoser." Sometimes even I start out, I don't even have in mind that I want the praise, but once the praise comes, I really like it, I really enjoy it, and so that becomes a motivator for greater dedication in mitzvahs. Kein ma'aseh shabido shabichanani ben Tragion shayisaposas psios yafos. Gemara tells a story in Maseches Avodah Zarah where the daughter of Rabbi Hanina ben Tragion would walk. She was a very beautiful girl, and she used to walk like very measured steps. Now that was actually a form of tznius, a form of modesty. Then people began to compliment her. And then it was the desire for greater compliments that caused her to continue to act in that way. So this is like the hybrid, where the intention is good, but then what ends up happening is the what we'll call the pure intentions become a bit corrupted by the pursuit for kavod, the pursuit for honor, or the pursuit for some type of gain. So hari atosefes hazeh nolan mikoach hashevach sheshibchu va'amnam afapi she'isir kazeh batal b'mi'uto al kol panim maiseh she'ta'aroves kazeh besocho tar legamrei enenu. So the Ramchal essentially says, so if we kind of back this up a little bit, we have really three different levels of what we'll call shelo lishma. Not doing mitzvahs or serving Hashem, not for the intended purpose. So again, level number one is where a person ultimately does mitzvahs, engages in spirituality, nothing to do with God, but rather simply as a way of currying favor with others. I want to look pious in the eyes of others. I want honor from others. I want financial gain from others. And so I'm utilizing spirituality as a way to advance my agenda in the eyes of others. But God is not in the equation. That's the paradigmatic example of shelo lishma. The next level down is the person who serves Hashem for the sake of receiving reward. So again, the purity of intent is not there. Granted, Chazal tell us, if you start out by serving for the sake of receiving reward, you'll come to serve not for the sake of receiving reward. But nevertheless, it doesn't have that purity. It doesn't have that level of Tara. And then the third level, says the Ramchal, is a hybrid. And in the hybrid, and this I think is sometimes the thing that we fall most prey to, that we often stumble with, which is, I start out for all the right reasons. But what happens? Then I get compliments, then I get coveted, then maybe even some financial gain. And suddenly, it becomes all about that. So the motivation was good. But at the end of the day, the pure motivation gets corrupted by some type of desire for personalistic gain. This says Ramchal, the three levels of shelo lishma. So now that we understand, and we're not finished yet, we'll see more tomorrow, but now that at least we understand the beginning of shelo lishma, we can also understand how hard we have to work to reach a level of Tara. Wishing everyone a wonderful day, and a lichtige Chanukah.